Well, welcome everyone to this week's edition of Inside Harvard Football. Bernie Corbett, as always, getting us started. We're kicking off with Coach Tim Murphy. Our time with Tim this week as the Crimson get ready for their next challenge on the Ivy League slate. They'll be facing the Columbia Lions at home at the stadium on Saturday afternoon. Coach, before we look ahead, a look back to a successful trip, mission accomplished. As you referred to it, was tough, was gritty, was grinded out. You got it done against the big green at Dartmouth and Hanover.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it, Bernie. Nothing came easy. Very proud of our kids. You know, we did what we had to do and played a really great second half. Obviously, nip and tuck in the first half. Got a big blocked extra point to give us that one point lead at halftime. And in the second half, we executed our game plan offensively and defense the way we wanted to. We definitely did a good job controlling the football, controlling the clock, got two scores out of it, and obviously shut them out in the second half. So two of the last three games, you know, we've done a really good job. Two of the last three games, we've scored five touchdowns total in the second half without giving up a single point. And you know, if we can continue to play great second half football like that and maybe get off to a little better start, then, you know, obviously we'll continue to have success.
Indeed, you search for that, the complete 60 that all coaches are looking for week in and week out. And it's often a mentality. You talk about playing away from home. Truly, this 2022 edition, they've been road warriors, Coach. You're a perfect 4-0 on the road. And again, that speaks well, I think, for the resiliency and the ability for this team to adapt from week to week, no matter where you are or what the conditions are.
All right, no question about it, Bernie. I put up a graphic prior to talking to our team, as I do every Friday briefly, and said, hey, you know, the definition of road warriors is, you know, when you can adapt, evolve, you know, no matter where you're going. We spent 3 days. You know, we spent a quick trip in Providence. We spent 3 days in Ithaca for the Cornell game.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, we went south to Howard University and then back all the way up north to Hanover. So our kids have done a really good job taking on the challenge of, you know, the changes. I won't call it adversity, but all the subtle changes you have to make to go on the road. I think that really speaks well to the character, resiliency of our football team.
Offensively, 452 yards, controlled the ball, and as you talked about, a lot of that came in the second half with how well you played with the lead and being able to extend the lead, but had the ball for almost 34 minutes. You got to start, as we have many weeks, by talking about the job that DeBourguet did. His best day yet with 179 yards, averaged almost 7 yards a carry. You gave him the rock quite a bit. He is just, once again, just really seems to be taking it to a different level each week in terms of what he's been able to give you and just the impact that he's had in all facets of the game.
Yeah, if you had to, you know, say who the most valuable player thus far is, he'd certainly probably get the award hands down. And the thing that he does well is he really does a good job every week of educating himself as to why we're running certain plays, how we're running certain plays. And the combination of the offensive line really playing at a high level, it all starts with the guys up front. And then his ability and vision to see the right cut, to have the patience to make the right cut, and also the diversity of the run game we have. You know, people have to defend inside zone, outside zone, counter, power, gap schemes, and the combination thereof is made it tough to really get a beat on what we're doing. We've also done a good job of play action pass, which you should be able to do if you're running the football effectively.
And that has produced the big plays. Case in point, you get five receivers, all with a catch, 20-plus yards, splash, chunk type of plays from a number of different areas. Something that you talked about all the way at the beginning of the season, Coach, in terms of, hey, you got weapons, and the amount of pressure you can place on a defense – is to be able to distribute and be able to mix those weapons on a regular basis.
Yeah, no question about it. Our play action pass has been a huge part of our offense, and you're only going to be able to play action well if you can run the football well. But, we've had a lot of explosive plays. You know, we do throw the ball down the field. We don't necessarily dink and dunk. We throw the ball down the field, which you have the luxury of doing. Like I said, if you can set up the run with the pass and pass with the run. But, yeah, whether it's Ledger Hatch, whether it's Kim Wimberly, and a lot of other guys, Jack Bill, you know, we've done a good job throwing the football down the field for some big plays. And obviously defenses have to spend a lot of time when you've got that on your resume.
And Wimberly, remarkable consistency from him, Coach. He had 5 for 70. That's been his benchmark in all 7 games. He's had 70-plus yards. A couple of big plays at the 34-yard touchdown and another big completion on that same drive. Saw him with a rushing touchdown. That was a little bit of a new wrinkle in the repertoire offensively.
Yeah, I think anytime you have an outstanding athlete, especially someone that is a strong player, you know, he makes strong catches, he makes strong runs, he makes strong runs after the catch, then you got to try to create as many touches as you possibly can. And at this point, he leads the Ivy League with 50 receptions. So obviously a weapon for us. I also want to give credit to Luke Emge coming in.
Yes.
With our other guy banged up a little bit. You know, he comes in and, you know, as he's done now, I think 4 in a row that he's had to sub with injuries to quarterback, has come in and done a really good job. He executed the offense well, made good decisions, and also extended some plays with his feet.
And Luke Emge, it's November. He was Mr. November last year, Coach, well documented, with his perfect 3-0 finish to the season. And he was a guy that you were very happy to have come back. You talked about all the way back to spring ball and training camp. It was close, the competition. What you want as a coach is to have that competition at that position. You had it, and I know absolutely no worries with Luke being able to elevate with Charlie, as you say, being a little bit banged up, and he certainly made the most of it.
Yeah, I think anytime you have competition at the quarterback position, it means one of two things. It means, one, you got two average guys battling it out or two quality players battling it out. Fortunately for us, it's the latter. You know, we've got two senior quarterbacks, a fifth year and a fourth year, so that's a lot of years of experience in our system. And, to have the luxury when Charlie's not in there, to have a guy like Luke play is not something you can necessarily expect year in, year out.
And engineered some long drives on Saturday. That was a big part of the equation. You know how tough Dartmouth certainly established the reputation and with the second coming of your good friend Buddy Tevens and how tough they are defensively. You kept that defense on the field. You look at the second half drives, a 9-play for 76, a 9-play for 86, 4 5-minute drives. Loom large in terms of that whole attrition rate in the game and being able to have that control and not lose that control of the football game.
No question. Whenever you have the ability to do that, one, it's great for your defense. Two, it's great for your time of possession. And obviously it's very challenging for the defense because you have a tendency to wear them out.
And the offensive line coach, I think we got to tip the cap here in the way that this unit, it's just been, it's been great to see, and I'm sure it's been very heartening to you to see the way that this unit has come together. We talked to Scott Elliott a couple of weeks ago as our Crimson Profile, but as a unit, I mean, this you can kind of play it any way you want right now. I was joking with Mike Giardi. It looks like ground Murph out there, if you will, in the terms of the confidence that you have in that running game, and for these guys to open the holes for Aiden Bourget right now.
Well, no question about it. Whether it's Alec Bank at left tackle, you got Jack Dentzel at the left guard, you've got Scott Elliott, who's done a superb job being the quarterback of the offensive line, you got Mace at right guard, and certainly Riz at right tackle. They all are really in sync. They're tough guys. And Bernie, we just haven't had the luxury really to even, substitute for those guys, even late in the game at times. So, because so many of our games literally have gone down to the last possession. So,
right.
Right now, those guys are they're the MVPs of the offense.
Well, no doubt. And on defensive side, again, second half shutout, excellent shutdown of the ground game with giving up under 100. And from week to week, it seems like a new guy has emerged, particularly from the linebacker position. Matt Hudson was a guest with us a couple of weeks ago as a Crimson Profile. It's almost like kind of was his week a couple of weeks ago. This week was Jake Brown, who came up with eight tackles, shared a tackle for a loss. Another emerging player out there.
Yeah, I think emerging is a relative term because they haven't played, Jake hasn't played a lot of first-string football in his career at Harvard. But, you know, as a senior, both Jake Brown and Jack McGowan give us tremendous leadership, tremendous depth, and I really believe that those two guys are among the better linebackers in our league.
Big impact there, and it came into play. Coach, I got a comment as far as the influence and the impact of special teams. It's seven block kicks now and counting as you come to the last three games. The technique, what you pick up in terms of protections on the other side. I mean, this is becoming a hallmark of your team in terms of special teams to make, as you referred to it, big game-changing type of plays, whether it be punts, whether it be Truman Jones with an extra point. This is something that's really been prevalent through the course of the season.
Yeah, we do a great job, and that all comes down to our staff doing a really good job, starting with John Poppy, our special teams coach, in terms of, you know, watching film and feeling where people are particularly vulnerable. And I think in different ways we've done that from week to week and year to year. And obviously it ends up being a huge block when you can all of a sudden put a team in a situation where they're going to have to go for two at some point. So,
right.
Yeah, really proud of our special teams overall. Not that we've been perfect, but, again, a really good group, a lot of good athletes, and I think we've had a diversity of different game plans from week to week.
And just to maybe refresh the memory, if you will, of folks, because he has been playing behind Charlie Dean, Luke Emge, as you've documented me, he's a pretty remarkable story as far as what he gave up or what he put on hold to come back this year. Once again, there's a lot of Renaissance men that have played for you. You got to put Luke at the top of that list with what he's all about, both on and off the field.
Yeah, no question about it, Bernie. He's with all the football and the school he has here right now, he's got, I think he just interviewed at Georgetown University for Georgetown Med School. I know he's got another med school interview this week. And, that speaks to the type of kids we get. They're students first, they're athletes second, and maybe a close second. But, you know, it's always very, very impressive about how these kids can juggle so much. Here's a kid juggling the load of being a Division I quarterback, which is practically a full-time job. Going to school is practically a full-time job, and getting into med school is practically a full-time job. So I would say that, he's a great multitasker, and any med school would be lucky to have him.
Indeed. And, Coach, we're contemporaries. It always brings me back when you see some of these remarkable stories. I can't help but think of myself when I was 21, and you probably do the same thing and say, wow, it even becomes more mind-blowing, I think, to see what these guys can accomplish. Great, incredible.
Well, speaking just for myself, probably at that juncture, I probably wasn't thinking of med school.
I know I wasn't, that's for sure. And coming up this week, it'll be a return home. It'll be great to get back to the friendly confines of the stadium and to get back at your time. We're looking forward to a 1 o'clock more traditional kickoff. Not that we have anything against Friday Night Lights, but it'll be great with a 1 o'clock start this week, Coach. And the opponent, be old friend Al Bagnoli, once again bringing up his team now that he's been with now for several years with Columbia. They ran the table, their non-conference schedule. They've struggled in conference, but they've had tight ones, and you even look very deceiving what happened with them against Yale. They had a lead in the second quarter last week, kind of the opposite of your club, and then struggled down the stretch. But a Columbia team that I'm sure is going to present some danger to you.
Bernie, this comes across as a little bit self-serving, but then they might be the best 3-3 team in our league. They had the Dartmouth game won. They had first and goal from the one, and snapped it over the quarterback's head and shotgun, lost one there, and then to win the game, missed a absolute chip shot.
Yeah.
Field goal. And wow, all of a sudden it's a very different game. And then the way they played against Yale, the way they played against so many of the better teams in our league, this is a very dangerous team. Certainly our team understands that, and this will not be easy in any stretch. Al's had, I think, something like 34 years, consecutive years in the Ivy League, knows the Ivy League as good as anybody ever will, and really a tremendous football coach. We will get their very best shot.
Indeed, that'll be the case. We look forward to it on Saturday, once again, at the stadium at 1 o'clock. The kickoff is the Crimson. They hit the real home stretch of November, the winds of November here for the Crimson on Saturday. Coach, thanks very much. We appreciate, as always, our time with Tim, and look forward to Saturday.
Thanks, Bernie. Great working with you. Good luck.
Coach Murphy.